This episode of The Nate Darling Show is radio-friendly. All the funny, none of the cursing. The world is a big, stupid place.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
And they're here to make fun of it. This is The Nate Darling Show. Now, here's Nate and the gang.
And we're all back in the studio this week, so no weird clicks, no pops, no...
dogs barking in the background.
Pregnant pauses... I can't guarantee no dogs barking in the background. There are three little ones that occasionally will roam through, but we won't have any large dogs barking in the background. Kareem and Jason back on the scene. Gentlemen.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Coming up on the show today, something weird happened, but not in Florida.
No.
There was a Trojan heist, and we've got some MLK news. We'll explore all of that. But first, let's get right into it. How was your week? Kareem, what about you? We had Martin Luther King Day. You had the exhibit this past weekend.
Yeah, so the exhibit was great. I helped one of my friends is an artist who does work in the local schools. He does a lot of work in Twin River School District, and so... he reached out to me for what he called a put your money where your mouth is campaign that he was working on. And so that involved getting some walls built for him so that they could put on the exhibit at MLK Junior High School. So he's doing a art program there this semester. We were supposed to have it done at the beginning of the school year. But the original person that I went to flaked on me. And it was a good thing that this is the non-cursing.
Right.
But we got him done. And so we have converted three classrooms into art studios or art galleries. So two of them are art galleries. The other one was converted into a studio where the kids can actually draw on the walls. We put dry erase paint on those walls.
Okay.
So you can write poetry, you can draw pictures. Just depends on which specific teacher he has working in that space at that time.
Jason would draw penises.
That's all I would do. Like, I'm so the kid from Superbad.
Oh my goodness. And then the other space is a bigger room where actually that has another smaller room in it. That they built two recording studios in.
Oh.
Recording booths.
Mm-hmm.
So he has another guy that's going to work with the students on making music and recording in there. So it's a very worthwhile experience, and it came out like way better than I could have really imagined.
Nice.
Because it really went from a classroom with like lockers and sinks and whatnot to like a legitimate art space. So
that is awesome. And what about your MLK day? Anything out of the ordinary? Did you have to work?
We had the option of working or... So it's a holiday for my company, but it's not a holiday for the other company, the client.
Right.
And so we had the option of working and taking a floating holiday or taking a day off. And my work week was so crappy last week that I took the day off. But I went and met one of my work colleagues who actually I'd never met before, who's from Denver in Lodi for lunch. So that was cool.
Nice. A lot of marches going on. There were at least two or three MLK Day marches.
Yeah, there's always the one from Sac City and the Oak Park area downtown.
Right.
And then they used to be they did a new one at Grant this year where they went back to Grant.
And there was one that started at the Safeway on Alhambra and went to the Capitol.
Yeah. So that's a part of that one that comes from Sac City. So it's like another.
It was interesting because from the coverage I saw, it didn't seem like it was the same one, but.
Yeah. They meet at the Capitol and then they go to the convention center.
Ah, gotcha. Gotcha.
But, it was a good MLK day just because, like I said, I got to see somebody, meet somebody I hadn't met, and and or had talked to, but hadn't met yet, who has a fascinating story of her own. The one great thing I'll say this about meeting her, and the one great thing, one of the great things about living in Sacramento, is that you actually meet people that are like living history. Like one of the conversations me and her had where we were talking about the internment camps, and I've right. actually met people whose families were in the internment camps in Sacramento, and back in North Carolina, we didn't even hear about the internment camps.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So,
Jason, you were away last week caring for your child.
Yes.
How have you been?
Been good. Being a dad.
I wasn't babysitting. I was being a dad.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's.
I did point that out on the show last week.
Yeah, just being a dad.
it's not called babysitting when it's your kid.
Yeah. No. I did my first show. My first improv show since being a dad. It was good. Good. And then, I like rearranged my garage, which made this feel like I just went in and hung out in my garage on Sunday. Like, I was like, I need to just go out to the garage and enjoy the order that I put to the chaos that was here.
Kareem, he's fully domesticated.
Yes. I actually understand that because I have done that.
Sure.
Yeah. Like, I had to use ingenuity in order to do it. So, like, I noticed that water had come in and flooded the garage, and that's understandable the way that it's built. But there's cracks in the foundation, and, you know, it all goes away eventually. It doesn't sit there. But everything should be off the ground that could rot pretty yeah. much when it rains. And I used some stuff, and I was able to raise everything, like, on good footing, like, to have it, like, to... It's ridiculous how happy that makes me.
Yeah, well, that's nice. Have you ever thought of that Flex Seal spray that to seal up your cracks?
It would need a lot.
Well, look, you can cut out the bottom of a boat.
Yeah,
put in a screen door and just spray that on and row yourself around the lake.
But it works so well. Like, I guess I could just put a drain in, like make like Flex Seal around a drain, like
or you could just patch the cracks.
Well, I need to put drainage on the outside of the garage.
Well, we'll find out again because there's more storms coming.
Hey, we'll see how it goes.
Hey, by the way, if you're in Sacramento, the drought is over. I don't know about people in other parts of California. Here, the drought's pretty much over.
Yeah, they're letting water out of Folsom Dam.
Well, yeah, that's there's a lot going on with that. We had big storms last week. More storms this week. Not as big, but so this past Saturday. Leslie finally feeling a little bit better. We had our first outing in quite some time. And we went with our friends Ted and Becca, who you might have heard on the show. We went to Supreme Pro Wrestling here in Sacramento.
Sounds amazing.
A live professional wrestling show with local wrestlers and a couple of touring independent wrestlers. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. They have it the third Sunday of every month they have it, and it is in South Sac. And the building they have it in is a school gym. And I will say this about the building: the temperature outside is the temperature inside. So it was a bit chilly as we were in there because the doors were open, and I was a little underdressed for the event. I should have had a little bit warmer clothes.
Wait, hold on a second. So a guy that was raised in Vermont.
Yeah, we have inside there too.
Yeah, no, I know. But I mean, like,
I was not prepared.
Yeah.
I was ill prepared for the situation. Now I know. If you're going to go see Supreme Pro Wrestling, it's a deal. It's $10 at the door, $8 in advance. The temperature outside will be the temperature inside. And I'm going to guess that's the same if you go in July when it's 105.
Yeah, I'm sure.
that it will be very warm there.
Then it'll have a much different scent and aroma.
Yeah. Well, no, it'll still smell about... It didn't smell great in there. It's an old school gym.
Oh, man.
And Kareem, you might know there. It's off McMahon Drive in South Sac. I forget the name of the school, but it's an old single pane windows... the old, old original heaters from, I'm guessing, the 50s.
Ooh.
The building dates back, I would guarantee, to the 50s.
Yeah.
Or something like that, back when single pane windows were the thing. And they, in order to have the entrance ramp, which comes off of the stage, where I'm sure many a school production has taken place.
Yeah.
The basketball hoop on that end has to be cranked up.
Yeah, yep. I remember that.
So that the wrestlers can come down the ramp. But you know what? They put on a really, really good show. So I will say this. The number of people that went into that show that risk their physical health and bodies to entertain us for $10, you and your $12 improv show can go pound sand, my friend. Oh, we made stuff up on stage. Yeah, I did it. I did a double flip off the top rope to the cement floor.
Yeah, well, I tried that once.
Oh! But I'm sorry. You got down on your knees and did a foreign character. I'm sorry. That's way better.
I will not take these statements as being directly aimed at me, but as improv as a culture and art form.
I'm just saying, and I've done improv before too. Improv is a delight, and I don't mean to denigrate improv. I just look at how little physical ability most improvisers have. Like,
yeah.
Getting out of bed is a huge challenge for a lot of improvisers.
Oh, man.
And you compare and
contrast.
I think
as the years wear on, it's pretty hard for the wrestler too.
Yeah, but I mean, there was the guy who runs the place, who has the ring name Sir Samurai. He is now the number one contender.
Oh yeah,
and he will be wrestling for the title next month. Oh. I will miss it as I will be in Seattle.
Well, that's just too bad.
Yeah,
but fun show. Fun show. It was good to see Ted and Beck. It was good to get out. I didn't realize it was a protest by Ted. Because apparently the McMahon family, who owns the World Wrestling Entertainment, has given money to PACs that spent money to support Donald Trump. They went to Republican PACs, what they were supporting. And Linda McMahon, who used to be the CEO of WWE, is one of Trump's cabinet members.
Yes.
Small business. I don't know if that's a cabinet-level position or what. But so Ted was like, I'm not supporting Trump. I'm going to go support... So I'm not going to support these guys. I'm going to support local wrestling. And then the irony of the place where it is being on McMahon Drive as the McMahon's own WWE was not lost on any of us.
Oh, that's hilarious.
But yeah, super fun show. If you like professional wrestling at all, I highly encourage you to go out and see an indie show in Sacramento or in wherever town you're listening in. Because the people that are doing it are busting their butts, and then they're selling their merch and they're talking to people. And when you go up to one of the guys after one of the matches and say, man, that was a really great match. I had a lot of fun. You guys were great. The smile on their face, just it's because they're not making a ton of money at $8 to $10 a head on this show. They're not making a ton of money. So it's that sort of gratitude. So they really appreciate the fact that you had a good time and the crowd was into it.
Oh, yeah.
There are people who clearly go every month to this thing and just go nuts. And it's a delight to see. There was a group of high school kids, African-American high school kids who were there. And I think they knew some of the wrestlers because there were some African-American wrestlers who looked like they were high school age.
Right.
And the reaction, watching these guys react to what was going on in the ring with everything was almost as entertaining as watching what was going on in the ring. Because they were like, oh, and just completely losing their mind. It was fantastic. It was just a really fun show.
I just had flashbacks to when I was a kid. We used to go see the Mid-Atlantic wrestling. With Dusty Rhodes and The Rock's Rocky Johnson, the real Rock, The Rock's father.
The Rock's dad, yeah.
Yeah, Rocky Johnson, Ernie Ladd, Ricky Steamboat, and Jay Youngblood.
Yeah, those names you would recognize. The promotion out of Sacramento, the name that people might recognize is Jeff Cobb, who wrestles under Jeff Cobb in the Independent. But if you watch Lucha Underground, which is on the El Rey Network,
uh-huh.
he is one of the wrestlers on that program.
Oh.
Matanza Cueto Okay. And he's really, really good. And a lot of the guys who are doing it are very good. They're veterans who've been doing it for a long time. And they're just very good at their craft. It's a fun show. Go see it. Yeah. Go see a fun show.
This ain't no backyard wrestling.
No, they're in a high school gym.
Yeah.
Seriously, you would love it for the performance aspect of it.
I'm thinking to myself, like, man, it would be cool to be, a manager.
Like I said, next month it's on my birthday and I'm going to be in Seattle, but I think I'll be back from Vermont in time to go to the March show.
So I think we should go to the March show.
Absolutely. Go to the March show. Mark it down. It's the third Sunday of the month. Mark it down. They're literally pulling out their organizers.
Get your kitchen pass.
What was that date again?
It's the third Monday or third Sunday of the month.
Get your kitchen pass ahead of time.
That's true. Or bring the kids. Bring your kids.
Oh, just to make sure. Okay, Google. Set an alarm for the third week of February.
March.
Oh.
Actually, alarms can only be set within the next 24 hours.
Oh, sorry, Google.
Yeah, all right. Well, that fluttered out.
It's a great bit, though. Saturday Night Live wasted no time in talking about President-elect Trump's alleged pee party. And they reenacted a pee party press conference in their cold open. Needless to say, at real Donald Trump was not impressed.
Hilarious.
He tweeted, at NBC News is bad, but Saturday Night Live is the worst of NBC. He hasn't seen the Today Show, clearly.
At least not the fourth hour.
Right. Not funny. Not funny. Cast is terrible. Always a complete hit job. Really bad television. You hosted the show last fall, sir.
Yeah, and oh my gosh, dude.
You hosted the show.
The collective side.
They love poking the bear on Saturday Night Live, and it's going to be a big angry bear for the next 4 years, unless he's impeached first. By the way, the inauguration is Friday.
I will not be watching. That would be a Netflix day.
It's during the day. I'm going to be working. Like most people, we're going to be working.
I can't wait.
I work from home.
Yeah.
So.
I can't wait until the numbers come out. I'm like, this is the worst. Like, this is the lowest rated inauguration since they can measure it.
Well, the funny thing is he has the lowest approval rating of any president-elect going into office.
Since they've been recording that.
Yeah. It's very interesting. Now, meanwhile, so that's Friday. Now, meanwhile, back on Monday, Rob Schneider.
Oh, man.
Speaking of Saturday Night Live, decided to explain the historical significance of Martin Luther King Jr. to civil rights icon John Lewis. John Lewis has had a week dealing with stuff, hasn't he?
Oh, man.
First, it was the president-elect, and now it's Rob Schneider. Wow. By the way, John Lewis can be found in photos marching on the front lines with Dr. King. Specifically in the 65 march from Selma to Montgomery. It's kind of famous. He's there. So Rob Schneider tweeted. Now, first of all, he's not being rude to begin with. He tweets, Rep Lewis, you are a great person, but Dr. King didn't give in to his anger or his hurt. That's how he accomplished and won civil rights. Kareem, thoughts?
Oh, white people. Oh, well.
Don't lump Rob Schneider in with us. I believe.
Filipino.
He's Filipino.
Oh, but the other thing is this. Donald Trump didn't know who John Lewis was either.
Well, and going back and looking at Donald Trump's tweet. Now, while Donald Trump's tweet to John Lewis wasn't great, he was talking specifically about what he was doing in Congress now when he was referencing all talk, no action. People projected it backward.
No. Donald Trump did not know who John Lewis was, period.
Hmm.
He knew he was a senator because it says Senator John Lewis. He had no clue who John Lewis was because
he's an all talk, no action guy.
Right. He was supposed to go to the African American Museum in Washington, D.C. on Martin Luther MLK Day. and he canceled because he found out that the program that day was on John Lewis. After he had tweeted all of this stuff about
Well, John it's probably best that he not go.
Yes.
So there's some good judgment.
Yes.
I'll take it where I can find it.
And Rob Schneider, just him, same thing. Just go somewhere and do some stupid character and make some money from Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler, yeah. Yes. Oh, by the way, I found somebody else who felt the need to invoke John Lewis this week.
Yeah.
Governor of Maine and gassy windbag Paul LePage.
Oh God.
he said that civil rights icon and Georgia representative John Lewis should, quote, look at history and say thank you to 19th century Republican presidents for fighting for the rights of African Americans.
Oh my gosh. Does this guy not know?
Today that Congresswoman Shelley Pingree, 1st Congressional District, announced she's not going. She mentioned things that concerns about the Trump administration.
There is some audio.
And in the flying in the face of the Constitution.
He went on WVOM, Maine Radio's George Hale and Rick Tyler show.
Followed the Constitution. I will tell you, I am an avid reader of the Constitution. This election followed the Constitution. We have had for 235 years a general election followed by electoral college, followed by the acceptance of Congress. And it's been peaceful transition for 235 years. For some reason, the left has become so hateful and so the bully, they're trying to bully us out of believing our Constitution. Shelley Pingree, if she won't attend on Friday, I would advise her to resign.
Now, to clarify, the statement that came from Pingree's office, she would attend the inauguration, quote, under normal circumstances, but Trump's actions, quote, go beyond any kind of reasonable debate. They threaten the constitutional values our country is based on.
I have no idea what she's talking about. I mean, that's to me, that's political rhetoric. Donald Trump is blunt. He came out. He's saying the way it is, and that's why he got elected. The American people are
saying the way it is.
Tired of the political rhetoric that Shelley Pingree has been espousing for many years. Shelley Pingree, Angus King, these people, these silver-tongued people, that's what we're sick of. We're sick of the civil-tongued people. How about John Lewis last week criticizing the president? You know, I will just say this. John Lewis ought to look at history. It was Abraham Lincoln that freed the slaves. It was Rutherford B. Hayes and Ulysses S. Grant that fought against Jim Crow laws. A simple thank you would suffice.
They didn't fight very hard because they didn't end until Martin Luther King. Yeah.
Kareem, a simple thank you would suffice. That's all like, you have to do.
All the backpedaling they did to allow Oh, man, like, come on. Like,
a simple thank you.
Wasn't that a Mr. Show clip? Wasn't that was a clip on Mr. Show where they talked about like, hey, black people, you should just thank us, you know?
A simple thank you would suffice.
And that was when they were trying to get hate mail. That's when they were trying to get hate mail, so they had hate mail. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Man, the world is flipped around.
He's a sitting governor, by the way.
Yeah.
A sitting governor.
Hopefully not for another term.
I don't know.
Here's the thing. I'm going to say this because it's not going to be my rant this week. White people, you're on your own on this one. I think we're going to leave it like that because we know how to survive situations like this. Black people are going to be okay regardless of what happens. We're going to figure it out and we're going to work through it. There's going to be some white people jumping out of windows and off bridges and throwing themselves in front of trains.
Yeah, it's gonna be white people like Jason.
I'm teaching my daughter right now that she loves Donald. I'm like having arguments with her about like the Washington Post is real news, that Breitbart is fake news because she's telling me that, and she's gonna be Donald Trump supporters when they come after us.
Those people that it's not gonna be Jason. It's gonna be those people when they realize that they voted for him
Oh, that they got sold the bill of
goods.
Look, when they realized that he wasn't really telling it like it is,
yeah.
By the time they realize it, it's going to be too late.
Yeah. So. I know, but that's what I'm saying. And that's when they're going to start throwing themselves off of bridges.
Yeah. give him a chance. Meanwhile, an Illinois woman is jailed on a felony theft charge after she was caught stealing 31 boxes of Trojan condoms from a supermarket. That's according to cops, who said the combined price of the prophylactics exceeded $300. Well, apparently that's a felony in Illinois. According to court records, Sherrion Davis, who's 25, was arrested following the condom heist at Schnucks Market in Swansea, an Illinois community about 15 miles east of St. Louis, Missouri. Supermarket employees dialed 911 after they saw Davis swiping the condoms, and they tailed her after she left Schnucks. When Davis spotted the arriving cops, she ditched the Trojans but sought to flee. But the East St. Louis resident was quickly apprehended outside the business. She was charged with felony retail theft after refusing to allow jail personnel to photograph and fingerprint her. She was charged with obstructing a police officer, which is a misdemeanor. She's locked up in lieu of $50,000 bond.
And she has a felony
what?
Now.
$50,000 bond. Well, she hasn't been convicted. But in Florida, you can stab a guy and it's like $1,200 and you're out. Apparently in Illinois, not the same thing. Court records do not indicate. She's entered a not guilty plea, by the way, scheduled for a preliminary hearing coming up in a few days. Her rap sheet includes prior theft convictions and several outstanding arrest warrants. The court records do not indicate whether she intended the condoms for resale or personal use. That's a lot of business. She looks like she might be using them for business, but she and I'm going to assume a line of work here, could technically write them off as a business expense. If that is in fact her line of work. Because I can't imagine, they hand them out for free at Planned Parenthood. I cannot imagine you're going to sell them and do that well.
Well, it was also in Florida where there might be like 100 miles between Planned Parenthoods.
No, this was in Illinois.
Oh, well.
My Florida reference was just, if you stab a guy, you get $1,200 bond. She got 50 grand.
Yeah, Illinois.
All right, let's get out of this country. Let's go to someplace, quote unquote, better. Geneva, Switzerland. Here's a fever that can't be cured by more cowbell. See, a Danish animal rights activist was denied Swiss citizenship after her repeated public criticism of cowbells, which is a popular tradition in the country. Her name is Nancy Holton. She's lived in Switzerland for 33 years and applied for Swiss citizenship. However, the request was denied after fellow residents in the village where she was living objected, labeling her constant public complaints about cowbells annoying.
She wouldn't fit in Sacramento either.
See, in Switzerland, citizenship requests are not decided by the government. They're decided by locals.
Ah.
So if you fit in, they're like, all right, you're in. And if you don't, nope.
Gotta go.
She's 42, so apparently she's lived there since she was nine. She's a vegan animal rights activist who's lived in Switzerland since childhood, argued the cowbells are harmful to bovine because they are too loud and heavy and should be outlawed. Her dislike of the bells did not stop at the bovine. She also complained about the noise of the church bells ringing near her home early in the morning.
Oh, my gosh.
Man, even white people in Switzerland are like that.
Lots of complaining.
Get ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
All right, first up in Cool or Tool, Rob Schneider. Kareem.
Tool.
Jason.
Tool.
The man who brought you Deuce Bigelow European Gigolo. Yeah, Tool. up next in Cool or Tool, Schnucks. Jason?
Schnucks?
Yeah, that's the store she stole all the condoms from, allegedly.
No, they are crooks. They're tool, for sure.
Kareem?
I'm going to have to go with Jason on this one. They're tools.
Look, they have to be cool. How else would you live down the name Schnucks? I mean, you would not see that in New York. Clearly not a huge Jewish, or maybe there is, presence there. Come down and stop at shop at Schnucks. I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, but I don't care, because they're Schnucks. And finally, in Cooler 2, Cowbell. Kareem?
At the cake game, they're cool.
Jason?
Yeah, cool.
You could always use more cowbell.
Yes.
Yeah, it's cool.
So, quite literally.
So settle down and listen, lady. If you can't blend in, you don't get citizenship. That's the way it works around here. In Switzerland.
Man, that is ruthless.
Look, if you why would you want someone to be a citizen if all they did was caused you constant grief?
I get it. I think it's
you want to get the government out of your life. That's what happens.
Yeah. Well, I
get ready.
And she's lived there since she was
nine years old. And you think she would know not to complain all the time?
You would think that she would know. But she didn't.
Well, that's what you get when you're a vegan animal rights activist.
Sounds pretty basic.
Yeah. Anywho, that's going to do it for Cooler Tool. And thank you to everybody who's been doing their shopping through that Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. It helps support the show. It doesn't cost you anything extra. And sometimes you get a great deal, like on diapers.
Mm-hmm.
You did it. I saw it on there. I'm like, mm-hmm. there's a large number of diapers going out every month to somebody. But it's not just diapers. You can do things like cat litter. Our friend Ted gets his cat litter from Amazon. Toilet paper, a number of like household things that you just like. I don't want to get this from the grocery store. I don't feel like going to Walmart to pick it up or to Target to pick it up. I just want it delivered to my house. Amazon can help you do that. By the way, I had something that I got on Amazon that broke. It was something for Christmas that broke. I was having an issue with the return. I called Amazon. Lovely lady walked me through the whole thing, said, I'm sending you an email with everything you need to send it back. You're good to go. So Amazon will help you out. Super, super nice, really good customer service and great deals. So check it out. Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. Meanwhile, this is not from Florida. A 48-year-old woman who was driving naked has been taken to a hospital for observation.
Oh, man.
After leading police on a high-speed chase through two mid-Michigan counties.
Oh, wow.
Police say the 25-mile chase reached speeds topping 100 miles per hour on southbound I-75 before the woman's vehicle was forced by officers into a utility pole and a ditch. The woman, who had a Georgia driver's license, was not physically injured. The Michigan State Police says the chase started near Buena Vista Township. She was eventually stopped in Genesee County, just north of Flint. No other vehicles were hit. Apparently, authorities aren't sure if it's drug-related or a medical condition, but she was driving 100 miles an hour naked through the Michigan winter. Clearly,
there's something going on.
Clearly, she ain't quite right.
And now, the Nate Darling Show takes it to a simpler place. It's time for Small Town News.
Oh, this was exciting. Sort of. There's a place in North Hudson, New York. Now, it used to be Frontier Town, and Frontier Town was an Old West theme park.
Ooh.
And I went there when I was a kid. Everybody went there when they were a kid, and they ran TV commercials. It's like a taste of the Old West, and it was like going to a Western. They would reenact the shows and everything. But now you drive by, and it's just the Frontier Town sign out by the road, because it was foreclosed upon back in 1998. Well, now they've got new plans for that area. They are going to transform the struggling Adirondack community. It's buried deep within a 383-page executive budget report that the governor of New York brandished before a crowd. A proposed $32 million gateway to the Adirondacks at the site of the former theme park. So something's going in. They're looking at... here's Frontier Town, 1952 to 1998. Is when it ran.
Wow.
Yeah. Since it closed, the lawmakers in that county have struggled with how to resurrect the ailing property, which was seized for forfeiture to pay back taxes. And they've been in court fighting with potential buyers. But here's what they want to put in there. A campground for day use, an equestrian camping and trail riding area, a visitor information center, that's important, an event center with tourist accommodations and facilities for hosting shows and festivals, interactive exhibits and historical structures highlighting the past, present, and future of Adirondack Forest, and areas designated for commercial business development, including those which provide food, lodging, and amenities, so restaurants and hotels. So something finally going in there. When you say small town, it's not really even a town. There's like a gas station around the corner.
I totally get what you're saying.
Super small. And it's along, it's just off the highway, just off Interstate 87, but it runs on the state route that people used to drive before the interstate went in. So that's small town news. That'll do it for that. Hold on, I'm going to find me some music to get out of here on. I'm going to scroll through here. So how's it feel to be back in the studio?
Feels good.
Amazing.
Nice. Right? Right? It's much, much,
feels
much
connected.
Better.
Connected.
All right. I'm going to find something here. Oh, here we go. This is perfect. Since it's Frontier Town news from Small Town News. Is that actually going to play? Is it going to play? Is it going to play? Is it going to play? I'm having so much luck here. There we go. Might as well go out with a little bit of country music. This is A Country Boy Can Survive. Chad Brock with Hank Williams and George Jones. So enjoy the tones. We'll be back on Friday, Inauguration Day, with a fresh new show. So we'll see you then. Bye bye.
I live back in the woods, you see. Y2K don't mean a thing to me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive. A country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.